Next, I wanted to welcome Julia Liao from Asian Health Services. She is the Planning and Development Manager, and today she will present on laying the groundwork for planning a healthy community, the case study of community engagement within the Asian community in a transit-oriented development planning process. Please welcome Julia.
Thanks, everyone. It's a really great pleasure to be here today. And what I'm going to be talking about is how Asian Health Services engage the Asian community in an urban planning process focused on the redevelopment of an area around a public transit station. And so this station is called the Lake Merritt BART station. Actually, how many of you are familiar with the Bay Area Rapid Transit? Great, so a lot of you are very familiar. So there's a sort of new concept called transit-oriented development, and that is really focused on building high-density areas, mixed-use businesses, services, you're living around sort of these public transit stations. And so I'm gonna talk about more of that specifically. So, how and why we got involved, I'm going to be talking about that, and then I'll be speaking on how, what were the goals for the project for us to engage folks in the community, what were the guiding principles that came out of this process, and then what we learned and what are some of the next steps. So just to kind of give you a little context about Asian Health Services, we are a community health center located in Oakland, Chinatown, and we started in 1973. And we were a one-room clinic that was staffed by all volunteer students, and we are now serving 20,000 patients a year. We provide medical services, health education, client advocacy and insurance counseling to mainly underserved Asian immigrants who are low income and limited English speaking, and the majority of which who are below the 200% federal poverty level, which is around $42,000 a year for a family of four. So this is just a slide to show that these are the major players that were involved in this Lake Merritt BART station planning process. And the purple circle is us. This is Asian Health Services. We are part of an Oakland Chinatown coalition in partnership with the Oakland Chinatown Chamber of Commerce and several other folks who are major stakeholders in Chinatown. So how and why did we get involved? Well, the area around the Lake Merritt BART station is primarily comprised of Asian immigrants who are low income, limited English speaking. Many of them are our patients that reside in that area. And the area actually used to be part of Chinatown. This was in the 1800s, and BART then came in the 60s, or I think it was the 50s, and came and developed a BART station and put their administration building there through eminent domain. The second thing is really Asian Health Services. We not only provide services, medical services, but our mission is really to advocate for our patients and for the community. And so we are very responsive to the needs of our community when these issues arise. And the issue is really there was no vehicle for community input into a planning process that was happening just down the street from us. So how did we get involved? We actually initially began efforts in community planning through a project called Revive Chinatown. And this project started off really as a pedestrian safety campaign because there were a lot of pedestrian accidents and injuries happening in Oakland Chinatown. It was had the highest concentration of pedestrian accidents in the city of Oakland. And so we started doing education, but we realized, you know what, actually to be effective, we needed to really address the built environment as a determinant of community health, meaning that how you design your community actually will impact, you know, how safe it is to walk, whether you feel like it's okay to exercise, if there's enough lighting in the area because you don't feel safe walking in there. So we worked with the community on really looking at what do they see in the immediate sort of core of Chinatown, what are those type of improvements. And this is a picture of one of the scramble systems. It's a four-way crosswalk that really eliminates the conflict between cars and pedestrians. And then we developed a lot of signage to sort of indicate, hey, this is where, you know, key places in Chinatown are, this is where public transit is. And we did a lot of other sort of pedestrian and landscape improvements in the area. So the Lake Merritt Station BART planning project area, this is a map. This is actually a half mile radius. And sorry it's so small, but these are the three blocks here that are going to be redeveloped. And this is where the BART station is. Oakland Chinatown is right around here. And so as you can see, really, it's the Oakland Chinatown neighborhood that is primarily impacted and will be impacted by the redevelopment of those three blocks. This is a slide showing, again, back in the 1800s, where Chinatown used to be. So all of the shaded areas are where we had Oakland Chinatown businesses, where the BART station is currently located. There was an orphanage. There were churches, there were apartments, and when BART came in, obviously, they kicked everyone out and displaced them. And we actually have patients that remember and were part of the orphanage and, you know, remember when they had to leave the area. And so Oakland Chinatown today is actually in the red. And all the purple parts are the BART station, the community college, and a museum. So about the area, so sort of this area right here, that's the primary area. We know that the majority of residents are living at poverty level. We know that they are linguistically isolated, so the majority do not speak English very well at home. We know that folks have a very low education attainment. The majority have only high school education. And then we know that the area is primarily comprised of Asians. And that the majority are actually renters. They don't own their property. So we came into this process, we got a community engagement grant to really look at how do we involve the people, these residents who are low income, limited English speaking, into a process that they've not traditionally been a part of. You know, the city will hold all of these sort of planning meetings and people have no idea. I don't know if you guys have gotten flyers in the mail about, hey, come to, you know, a city meeting or, you know, participate. And it's hard because you don't really know what's going on. And so we really wanted to focus on how do we engage these folks in this type of process and educate them about what this planning project is about. We really wanted to ensure that their voice, low-income minority voice, was prioritized in a planning process, and that specifically given the history, that there's going to be anti-displacement and equitable development strategies that were implemented during this time. So we really wanted to hold community meetings, hold activities that really fostered developing a shared vision together with the impacted community, our patients, and other community members that live where Asian Health Services is located. And we really wanted to identify community leaders who were, you know, willing to advocate for the needs of their community and be able to be present at future planning meetings, and really just to develop that leadership in voicing the concerns and needs. So we're a health center. And really, you know, we don't have urban planning expertise or transportation expertise. So what did we need to do? We actually needed to work in partnership with other people. So we worked with the Center of Transit-Oriented Development in order to talk and educate and describe to folks about what are transit-oriented development concepts. What does this mean about having a place where you have mixed use, businesses, services, and where you live? And then, you know, how do we get expertise around understanding the, you know, characteristics of the area? We worked with UC Berkeley Center for Community Innovation to collect that data and then to actually map and plan out the development history of the area. And then we worked with two other policy and transportation organizations, Policy Link and Transform. and they helped us develop a needs assessment tool. And these, again, these are just a list of the partners, but I did want to recognize in terms of key community partners, we had to work with the Oakland Chinatown Chamber of Commerce, as well as Asian Pacific Environmental Network. So we had to engage a lot of the stakeholders, and this is the list. Includes residents, merchants, workers, et cetera, just a list. And then this is actually our timeline. This is what we did. So we got this grant, and we actually did these activities under a year because we knew that the city's planning process was coming up. And so we did our community outreach in the beginning. We held community meetings. We developed, again, this needs assessment survey. And then through that, we developed this public document, which I have a copy here. That details out some of the guiding principles that came out of our meetings and survey. These are pictures of our community meetings. We held 4 community meetings throughout Oakland Chinatown, over at the community college, near the BART station. We had 80 to 150 community folks come out. We had simultaneous interpretation in Cantonese and Mandarin, so people could really talk about what are their issues, what are their concerns. And it was a really, really exciting process. So we held these meetings, and we also, again, did this 5-page survey, and we were able to get 1,100 respondents within the area to respond. And it was really a diverse group of respondents. BART users, there's a Tai Chi group that practices near the BART station every day. Churches, the youth, community-based organizations. And so we did this in a 2-month process, and we partnered with all of our stakeholders to really get the survey out. And it was through that survey we were able to identify what are the priority needs in the community. And the number one thing that came out was public safety. People don't feel safe when they are walking around the area to take the BART station. They'd rather not go to that particular transit, subway station. They felt like the streets, the intersections needed to be improved. They felt like the jobs in the area, there's just not enough availability of good jobs or job training opportunities. There's not enough healthy food retailers out there. The housing and environmental quality, there is not enough affordable housing and senior housing. And then the air quality, there's a lot of traffic in the area. You're bordered by highways. And then access to services, the need for more health and social services. And then open space. It's an urban area, there's very little green space and park areas where families can go and play. So we developed through that, the meetings, through the surveys, we developed community guiding principles. And what that means is we're going to take these principles within these areas and take that to the city in order to be able to advocate for the needs. Sorry, I know my time is up, so I'll go really quickly. So in terms of the process, we developed a community stakeholders group through all of our groups. And it's these stakeholders, we identify key representatives who are going to sit on an executive committee, which actually we had to advocate for. And it is these groups, technical advisory group, planning commission, and the community stakeholders executive committee that will then provide recommendations to the city council. So it really ensures a seat for the community at the table. So really quickly, the outcomes were that we educated the community folks about the planning process. What is transit-oriented development? What does this process look like? How can you get engaged? We were able to establish this vehicle for being able to have a community voice at the table. And then we were able to develop this public document of community guiding principles. And I think through that, we really learned the importance of having a unified voice. There are a lot of different interests in Chinatown, and we needed to come together. And then on the city side, so there are a lot of lessons that needed to be learned. They needed to understand where we were coming from. They did not know the history. They didn't know about the political leadership and stakeholders. And so they needed to do that and really develop a leadership plan of how to engage the community. So So finally, in terms of next steps, we're continuing to involve the community. We've been through this process, and we're advocating for the community guiding principles by holding a visioning session. So, you know, we can say a lot of things in words, but what does this mean? What does this look like? If you say create, you know, a safe space, what does that mean? And so we're actually going to work with architects to vision that out and then use that as a process for advocating when the city's planning process actually comes through. So, to be continued, but if you have any questions regarding sort of this initial engagement process, please let me know, and thank you very much.
Is there any questions?